Greetings again, my brothers and sisters. This is Ariel Strawman again, speaking to you. And I want to continue my thought from yesterday on Psalms 138, verse 3. Just read that verse before we pray. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Heavenly Father, you see, Lord, how these words have spoken to me, Lord, and given me strength, Lord, and encouragement, Lord, in many situations. I just pray and ask, Lord, that you can speak to our hearts again, Lord, and as we continue our thought and whatever, Lord, is shared, Lord, may it be a benefit to your people, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, this verse, when we cry out, it's a cry of desperation. And as I was trying to say yesterday, it's a desperation, not wanting from our own self-pity, feeling sorry for ourselves, but it's something, it's a drive from the Lord, drawing us to Him, drawing us to reach out to Him, to pray for to Him and to beg Him, because He's wanting to answer us. He's waiting for us to be in that position and situation where we are crying out to Him, because He already has the answer. And when He answers, we're strengthened. And we're not just strengthened, we're also filled with a boldness. And that boldness has an intention, and that's not just to feel good about ourselves for the rest of the day. No, it's so that we can go out and strengthen others. That's the whole purpose, and that's what is speaking to me in this verse. So I also shared some testimonies yesterday, and I will bring in another one today. And but first, I want to also read in Matthew 9, verse 20 to 22. There we read about the woman with the blood issue. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood, or in another translation, it says blood issue, for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, if I only touch this his garment, I will be made well. Now, it's often preached about these verses here, and I enjoy it every time, because you see a desperation here. It's not just someone with a smart idea or someone that has seen someone done it before, because it's not recorded of anyone doing it before. But her desperation drove her to the point where she was going to touch the clothing of this healer that was passing by her. So the Lord rewarded her. Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. And I just love that word, take heart. Now in the Norwegian Bible, it says, be of good courage. So her desperation to reach out, God is answering and saying back to her, now use this as a testimony so that you can be bold and not just be well, but also to share the testimony to others. And take heart. I was just trying, what does that really mean? Well, it says description says it means to gain courage or to feel more hopeful. Or it also says to be encouraged and to cheer up. And some translations says be encouraged or says also cheer up. And also, you again can encourage others. And that's exactly what the Lord wants when He when he meets us, when he delivers us, when he brings us out of situations, so that we, with our story, with our testimony, can be an encouragement to others. Because there are so many people in need and in despair around us. And we have a light, we have a hope, we have a message that we can bring out to people of salvation, of healing, and comfort. And also when you read in Acts, you know, when the church was founded after Jesus was taken away from them and ascended into heaven, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost arrived, you see there how bold Peter was after he had experienced the new birth, and how he so unafraid stood out and laid it all out to the people. And you read, if it's at the end of Acts 2 or the beginning of Acts 3, it says, and 3,000 souls were added to the congregation that day. So you see the effect of someone desiring what Jesus had promised them, and it coming on the day of Pentecost, and the boldness it brought with it when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you go to Acts 4, verse 31, it says, because here he filled them again, it says, and when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Now I can just sense it, you know, when in this room the people are praying, seeking God, and desperate, not just for their own souls, but for the people, because they know we now have the promise that's been promised us from our Heavenly Father. We now have the Holy Spirit. They know that this is what the people need. And God comes and manifests himself in this prayer room or prayer meeting with the great shaking. And then the boldness and the courage just rises in them so they can go out and preach some more, reach some more souls. And we read all through the book of Acts, you know, how, you know, in different situations, souls were added constantly to the congregation. And this kind of encouragement is what I also take with me from all my encounters with God too. Every encounter I've had with God, every experience I've had with God, has encouraged me, and not just for me to lock myself up in a room and be encouraged. No, so that when I meet people, when I face people, you know, it's something bubbling within, and it's just bubbling over. We sing a children's song. It's called "It Bubbles Inside of Me." It's a simple song, but it has powerful lyrics, because that is what the Lord will do to us when we know what He has done for us. And also just another example, a car ride I had home from work. This is some years ago, where I was feeling down and low and useless. And really, when you're unencouraged, you know, discouraged, you're really no good to yourself. But most importantly, you're no good to others either. And that's what I was experiencing. And I was going to ride home from work that day, and I had a while to drive because I was working far away from home. And I just remember sitting there in the car, feeling sorry for myself. And then I find myself changing from just feeling sorry for myself to a desperation. And I just cried out loud in the car because I was alone. People, cars passing by me, probably saw someone with an open mouth, but nobody could hear me but God. And I said, Lord, I feel so useless in the condition I am in now. I feel like I'm not fulfilling my calling, and I'm only carrying my own burdens. Lord, I would rather carry the burdens of others and be of help. And as I was saying those words, the anointing just fills the car, and I just feel so uplifted. And there was music in the background, and then the song that came on is called Only Jesus, about you don't want to, and the lyrics goes, I don't want to leave behind a name for myself or a legacy. I just want to leave behind the name of Jesus, that people know me by, this is the guy that loved Jesus. This is the guy that lived for Jesus. And I could feel that right away. You know, that's the kind of prayer that the Lord honors. And I realized, Lord, you're leading me into a desperation where I can cry out to you. So you answer me. So, you know, the Lord desires us to cry out to him and to lay aside ourselves and enter into the work that he has for us, so that we may truly become useful to him as his children. And I remember it when I, because this was on a Wednesday and then we were going to have a Wednesday night service. So I was already encouraged by the drive and the experience I had in the car. So I said, Lord, I'm excited to what you're going to do in church tonight. And there was, in the meeting, the preacher was anointed, and he just preached words that just lifted me even higher, encouraged me even more. I think when he preached, he said, there's a power trying to hinder you from fulfilling your calling, just as David was hindered from completing God's work, but was reminded that the promises of the task that lay before him, you know, that he was anointed to be king and so on. And that just encouraged me. So I just went up for prayer, and then the Lord came with a sweet presence and just lifted me up and yet another level. And that's just how the Lord is. So all this, you know, the experience in the car, the atmosphere in the church, and the anointed sermon, and then going up for prayer and then being lifted even higher. You know, I went out that door and said, Lord, thank you for honoring my prayer today. Thank you for bringing me in this state of desperation, because now I feel I'm useful again, a useful tool in your hand again. And saying this so that I can say to you, whoever is listening, you know, if you are in that state of despair or in a low, think of it that the Lord is bringing you to a point where you will cry out to him so he can come and deliver you. Like the Lord did every time Israel had sinned, like in the days of Judges. And the Lord sent the enemy, and they were taken captive. They had to be ruled by a pagan king. And the people cried out, and the Lord sent deliverers. He sent them Jephthah. He sent them Barak. He sent them Deborah. He sent them Samson and Gideon and so on and so on. So let us just use our time good, so that our lives can affect others in the best way we know how. And that's what I felt led to share today, and we'll continue in the morning. So God bless you and have a great day.